Good morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Elise, she returned in good style.
Yeah, it was a good win, wasn't it, on the weekend there in the missile. Of course, it was only the small field to go around, but she got the job done. A bit of a nervous time for the punters who took the shorts there late in the piece when Huey decided to just ease her down over the last 50 metres or so. I know there was a bit made of that. Not ideal, is it, I suppose. I think the stewards reminded Huey of his obligations there to ride the horse out of the line, and just reminded him also that the penalty, what it would be if the horse was beaten. And I think, you know, guys, I don't know if I'm talking out of school here, but we had a few of those, and I think the last 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, I was one of them who was done a few weeks ago back to our Winnie the Place at $8, and the rider was suspended for about 9 days or 7 days for not riding out to the line, and it was just beaten in the photo for third. So I think there's nothing more frustrating as a punter. You know, we understand if there's a concern with the horse's action or if the horse is showing any signs like that, you know, welfare has to come first. But in any other case, you know, there's no real excuse, I think, for jockeys not to ride him out the line. That's what, that's what the punters want. That's what we expect. And, you know, I think the stewards are doing a good job at policing that. But hopefully this spring, we don't see much of that, because there's nothing worse than... It's hard enough backing a winner at the best of time, guys, let alone not winning one when a jockey decides to clock off for 15, 20 minutes, 20 metres before the play.
What type of penalty do they look at for something like that, Brad?
Well, it all depends, but, you know, if it is something that is going to cost the horse a placing, you know, is going to cost the owner's prize money or the punters who have backed the horse, you know, like third place or even fourth or fifth place for the owner's prize money, they generally look at a pretty hefty fine or a suschmption. You know, there was a... Bryn Schofield got a suspension there on our Winnie a few weeks ago when the horse just missed third place. There's been a couple of other little mentions of it. So they do police it pretty well. But, definitely a frustration of punters there that hopefully, 99% of the time it's fine. But it's just the odd occasion. Maybe the jockeys mistake the post, or I guess it's not easy. But at the same time, just ride them out a few metres past the post and then you make sure of it.
Yeah. Mate, Dawn Passage, there was a bunch finish on the weekend. What about something like the Golden Rose at Group 1 level?
Yeah, look, I heard Adam Pengelly on the radio just before 7, and I agree with him. I sort of thought coming into the race, the Rosebud, last year by memory, it wasn't the race sort of going towards the Golden Rose, and I agree this year. I agree with what you said, TK, about the bunch finishes. There wasn't a lot between... You know, four or five horses across the line there. Let it pour. The second horse had, you know, solid form last preparation without raving about. And while I think they're a nice bunch of horses, I think this is a really good group of three-year-olds. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of the real A-graders come back soon. Not saying that these aren't, but for mine, they've still got to find a couple of lengths to match these top ones. So, you know, looking forward to the likes. You know, Funstar's got the X Factor, doesn't she? And there's a host of horses there that they're going to filter back in the next few weeks. And I think it's going to be a really strong year for the three-year-olds. I think we might be talking about this crop. They just seem, in the early days in their two-year-old season, I thought, gee, these might not be that good because there's not any real standouts. But I think that just, I looked at it the other way and thought, well, if there's no standouts, it means that, you know, you've got probably a group of 20 there that you know, if five or six of those make that real big progression as three-year-olds, then they can really go on with it. So it just gives those, you know, a bigger bunch of horses a chance to really thrive as three-year-olds. So can't wait for it. And, I just think we'll see the Golden Rose winner and those that are going to dominate the three-year-old races probably in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
There's a couple of standout horses that are trialling today.
Yeah, I'm down at the Randwick Trials this morning, just arrived. So looking forward to seeing the Tab Beveridge Contender Sunlight go around. We've got Finch, this really promising stayer for the Chris Waller Yard. Libertini, one of the rising stars. And one of Australia's favourite horses, of course, in Happy Clapper. So back for another spring. Can't wait to see him. And I think he's a horse that resonates so much with punters, just because what you see is what you get with him. Every time he goes out, you know he gives 110%. And he never, ever runs a bad race. You always get a good run for your money if you're on Happy Clapper. So... looking forward to that. We'll be out here for Sky Thoroughbred Central. Of course, you can catch all the trials live on the Sky Thoroughbred Central, and we'll be out here for Sky Racing Active trying to get a few interviews and bits and pieces there. So keep an eye on that throughout the day.
All right. Classic Legend isn't going around. Carmel Size has tweeted, buddy, that just a slight nasal discharge, so it'll miss the session this morning.
Yeah, just a slight little hiccup there. Nothing major, so they've just decided to keep him away from the trials in Tyson Star, Arcadia Queen. They're not here for trial this morning either. But one horse that is going to trial up on the Gold Coast is our mate Tommy Melvin. So
Tommy
keep an eye up there too. Can't wait to have him back. And look, I know guys...
Run second in the trials, does he?
But if you're ever going to back him, you always back him first up. I reckon he runs his best race fresh and then... And then, you know, he goes okay after that. But first up, he won last preparation. And you go back to the preps before that, first up, he's pretty stiff. So if you're ever going to back him, it's fresh in a campaign, I reckon.
And look, mate, just want to update people, Brad. Tom Sadler had a... They're all terrible falls, but yesterday in a steeplechase. Unfortunately, yesterday I broke my leg from the hoof of a fallen horse. Thanks to all the texts and calls. Heading to Epworth soon for surgery. Trying to explain how I broke my leg without having... A fall is as painful as the break. See you next season.
Yeah, it's a tough game, isn't it? The jockeys, they earn every dollar, that's for sure. It's, you know, I remember there was a story, what was it, about a couple of months ago, poor Kobe Jennings, you know, just the track work on a cold morning and cops a horse, a foot in the head and broken jaw. So it just happens anyway, doesn't it? And hopefully everything's all right there for Sadler and... get back as soon as we can, but we wish him a speedy recovery.
I know plenty of people like to know what your thoughts were on the racing on the weekend. Is there a horse that maybe caught your eye?
Look, I've got a bit more time to do on the meeting. Let me get back to you tomorrow with that. I always wait for sectionals to come through on a Monday, and then I have a good look at the meeting sort of Monday night. So I'll get back to you tomorrow morning with that.
Beautiful. Okay, good on you, mate. Well done.